Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're here, my friends. We've been talking about torture in the last hour. The admitted, confirmed, mainstream, Reuters, AP, Army reports, raping of women, torture of children, and rape of children in front of their parents. 80 to 90%, or 70 to 90%, depending on the government document here. That's what it says, 70 to 90% of the people at these prisons being totally innocent, just picked up at checkpoints randomly. Just amazing, sickening neocons saying the torture's good. It runs the gamut from the torture's good to, oh, it's just a mistake, they were just having fun. President Bush's rating hits a low. President Bush's approval rating dropped to the lowest of his presidency in a poll taken after a week of revelations about abuses of Iraq prisoners and questions about whether Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld should keep his job. It doesn't matter if it's Kerry or Bush or Rumsfeld or the Easter Bunny. This is the establishment. They're just puppets. You can forget the debate. 46% of Americans approved of Bush's job performance in the USA Today CNN Gallup poll released Monday. That's 3 percentage points lower than the 49% in late January. Early March and last week, a majority said they disapproved of the handling of the Iraq and the economy. So you can keep telling us how good the economy is all day. It's not getting better. And I've just got the Australian here, the Associated Press here, all these articles, MSNBC report, and they just bury it in here that, oh, by the way, they're raping women and children. Of course, the Army report of last week, Brigadier General Antonio Tagunda admits all of this, but still we're in denial. But then as people are forced to admit it, I've heard them shift to, oh, what's the big deal? So you now have the mind and the spirit out there, neocons, serial killers. Literally, this is the stuff serial killers do. And you're now psychologically partaking of it. You're now right up there with Charlie Manson. And I'm serious. That's how quick your mind was warped. So don't shake your finger at the Nazis. This is how quickly they were warped. Doing it for the fatherland, the homeland, they were told. And the Nazis kept it secret, by the way. Here in America, we don't do that. We come out and say it's a good thing. Or it was just lack of training. So, again, when somebody kidnaps somebody in your family and rapes and kills them, beats them to death, they'll just say it was lack of training. But I wanted to read just a little blurb out of an article from Friday from MSNBC. Bush stands by his defense secretary, president to visit Pentagon amid more scrutiny of Iraq abuses. And deep in the article, it says more repercussions, more revelations. And they admit in here that, raping women, beating people to death, and raping children. And then they just calmly say it in here. Why that isn't the headline, I don't know. And the soldiers are saying they were ordered by their generals and CIA operatives and civilian contractors who said, make it hell. And it said they would bring in one of the several prisoners at a time already hooded and cuffed. The officer said the job of the military police was to keep them awake, make it hell, so they would talk. And here in this article, they just have a little blurb about that. Oh, we're going to do this. And here it is in the Associated Press, Reuters, the Australian, Naked Terror, dogs set on, inmates, Bush shown abuse photos at Pentagon briefing and said that he was disgusted by them, but his surrogates are all out saying it's no big deal and watching him and Cheney waddle out and act like they're upset. And then Drudge's reporting, Pentagon possesses 3 discs of photos, one of which includes a photo of soldiers sodomizing prisoners with glow sticks. Many of the photos are redundant, and some have little to do with Iraq detainees, but show sex between U.S. soldiers. So just a mass orgy of wickedness. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If we do not repudiate and rebuke this government for training the world how to torture for the last 50 years, hiring the Nazis to train our troops at Fort Benning, Georgia, if we don't do this, it's all going to come back on us. Let me cover some more news. Arizona Daily Star reporting on a Red Cross report 70 to 90% held in error in Iraq. Some 70% to 90% of Iraq detainees were arrested by mistake, according to coalition intelligence officers cited in a Red Cross report disclosed yesterday. The report also said U.S. officers mistreated inmates at the notorious Abu Ghraib prison by keeping them naked in totally dark, empty cells. Again, they always minimize with the slightest thing. Oh, they beat him up. They punched him. Oh, they did this. And then in the back of the paper, oh, by the way, they torture people's children in front of them. Abuse of Iraqi prisoners, abuse, I thought it was torture, was widespread and routine, the report finds, contrary to President Bush's contention that the mistreatment was the wrongdoing of a few. Rumsfeld was on TV. I need to get a bunch of interns into my office. I've got just hundreds of VHS tapes I taped during the war when he was on TV bragging about pressuring and torturing and how good it is. I mean, come on, you all saw him. This is hidden in plain view. They're just counting on you to rationalize. While many detainees were quickly released, high-ranking officials in Saddam Hussein's government, including those listed on the U.S. military deck of cards, were held for months in solitary confinement. See, oh, it's just the deck of cards. Wait a minute. They've hired most of the top generals, most of the torture masters, to run things. They run some of the prisons. It's Iraqi guards under civilian contract orders raping these children because they can't even get our own sicko jail guards to do it. They admit they got Chalibi, the head torture guy for the Shah, who worked for British intelligence, running Baghdad. Oh, see the spin here? Red Cross delegates saw U.S. military intelligence officers mistreating prisoners under interrogation in Abu Ghraib and collecting allegations of abuse at more than 10 other detention facilities, including the military intelligence section at Camp Cropper at Baghdad International Airport and the Tikrit holding area, according to the report. The 24-page document cites abuses, some tantamount to torture, including brutality, hooding, humiliation, and threats of execution. Oh, yeah. They just ship out the dead bodies every day that die of natural causes, packed in ice with fake IVs in their arm. Here's the Associated Press. You may have heard of it. A general told military police to soften up prisoners. And again, they were ordered to torture them. That's the Associated Press. I got stacks of these. I'm going to go back over some of these later. Read the Australian. Read the AP. Read MSNBC, where they said, our troops raping women and ordering Iraqi guards who'd been there before doing it to rape, let me say this again, children. How do you get your sick demon-possessed brain around that? You sick filth. You know who you are out there. You know who you are. I've heard you calling in. You people are the most weak-minded filth I've ever imagined. Make me sick. Make me shamed. People like you are giving this country a bad name, you trash. You yuppie trash. Markets falter amid fears over U.S. rate rises. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed below 10,000 yesterday on a day of turbulence for stock markets around the world caused by fears of higher U.S. interest rates and a showdown in the world economy. Share prices tumbled in response to Friday's strong U.S. employment data. Psst, yeah, right. As you go off the unemployment rolls, they go, oh, look, more people are off unemployment. Widely seen as bringing forward the expected interest rate rise from the Federal Reserve. Okay. I got other news on the torture, a bunch of other news, but let's just go to calls as promised. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess, Charlie in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Oh, got to get a hold of you. How about some good news?
Okay.
Well, like Kelly Rushing, I've been passing out your video. And about 18 months ago, we triggered a rather dramatic police state response. At this point, your videos, including 911 Road to Tyranny, is under the evidence at the level of Superior Court of State of Pennsylvania. Right now, I'm writing the appeal to the Supreme Court.
Okay, tell me what happened.
Oh, out on a construction zone. They were setting you up for like a trap. No warning?
Sir, I missed what you said. Your call waiting beeped in.
Oh, okay. On an approach to a construction area without warning, they were stopping people beyond the ridge of a hill.
Yeah, that's their favorite thing to do.
Yeah, and no proper equipment or anything. There were people that seemed to be trying to cause a rear-end collision at the time. Okay? At the scene, the state trooper committed assault and battery on camera in front of a witness, refused to cooperate to bring the witnesses to the court. At the level of the magistrate...
Okay, how does my video tie into this?
Oh, that's what's about to happen. At the level of the magistrate, we asked for the information so we could bring the witnesses. The man quoted from your video. He used one of the names of the people in the video.
Who did?
Isn't that interesting?
Okay, I'm really confused now, sir. Can you? I mean, I'm not real smart, but I'm also not that dull. Explain to me what you're saying.
Okay. The assisting officer was named Koval, K-O-V-A-L. At the level of the magistrate, I asked the state trooper what was the name of the assisting officer. He said Steinhauser.
Okay.
That's the name of the FBI agent on your video.
And yeah,
he did pick this name out of a hat.
Well, that's a common name, sir.
But the name was Koval. You know, why would he switch the names like that. Well, anyway, he realized he committed perjury, so he shut up. He didn't throw it out, but they gave me a new trial. I went to the new trial, and at the level of common pleas, the judge tampered with the evidence, denied me a public trial.
Okay, what happened at this checkpoint?
Oh, he claimed that the construction worker was giving signals, and we weren't obeying. But all she had was a piece of a stick with a piece of plastic on it, and a green T-shirt and a hard hat.
Okay.
Just waving it back and forth. Now, she stopped the vehicle behind me. I seen her raise her hand to stop the vehicle behind me, but not me. So
okay.
All that happened was I go past her. She stops the traffic behind me. He comes out. I pull in to let him by, and then he cites me.
Okay. Hey, listen, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. on our local radio talk show, that was one of the questions, should Rumsfeld go? And I called in and said, well, heck no. You know, he's just going by, you know, PTO, what was it, P2OG?
Yeah, P2OG to humiliate and kill innocent people to cause more terror attacks.
Did you repost that, or is that on your website still?
Yes, but if you just type P2OG into Google, hundreds of mainstream news articles will pop up about it.
Okay, but they, I said, you know, shoot, I expect him to get knighted by the Queen for long. You know, he's just going right along. He's just doing what he's told. But I was watching just a little bit ago, you was talking about the Army investigation report by that Brigadier General.
Is he on television right now?
He was. I taped it.
Oh, will you, listen, I get so busy I forget to do. Will you please mail that to me?
Yes.
You have a VHS?
Yes.
Oh, you promise me you'll mail it.
I'll mail it, I promise.
Now again, this came out last Tuesday, this report came out. I've been on talk shows and been accused of being a liar because it admits raping women. And they just say it doesn't exist when it's public. What do you say to that?
They actually admitted it right on C-SPAN. One of the Democratic senators read the actual allegations of the chemical life.
It's not allegations. His report says
right.
They confessed.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I'm hard to fight the brain.
Well, this is the nomenclature. Allegation. Abuse.
Right.
It isn't allegations, and it isn't abuse. It's torture. Go ahead.
Of the broomsticks, even the sexual abuse and the rape.
Oh, you got to send me that video.
That was right on. But what amazed me was when they was talking about responsibility and the woman general who was initially in charge of that prison and some other prisons. This particular this was the only prison under her command where these types of things was going on, these severity types of things was going on. And it just so happened to be the same prison where these this general from Guantanamo Bay came over last fall, and all these things just happened to coincide, and this colonel came in, and I was amazed at this investigative brigadier general. I can't think, he's got a funny name there, but
Antonio Tagumba.
He actually said, yeah, she actually complained, or one of the senators said, you know, she's complaining that her command was severed by this colonel coming in and saying he's in charge.
That's right. She wasn't even allowed into these sections of the prisons. That's why they're scapegoating her.
It's solely scapegoating. I mean, and this investigative general actually said, he said, and she had the nerve to complain about it. Or, you know, he basically said she actually complained in her report about it, so therefore she's got to be held accountable. It was like, how dare her complain about it.
No, I've seen him say, oh, she shows evidence of herself. Because she complained about it. See, that shows she knew.
That shows she don't follow chain of command. That shows she don't go along with the
flow. I've heard them on the news saying
so
that.
So therefore, she's got to be punished. But it was clear.
Yeah, the civilian contractors ran the wings of the prisons.
It's clear. That
it's admitted. It's not debatable.
No, that this colonel was in charge of the facility. He's in charge of the facility, the administration of it,
he's the guy that took over for Brigadier General Baucus, who refused to torture people.
Exactly.
But see, the media isn't bringing that up or discussing that.
I brought it up on our local show. I said, look, Brigadier General Baucus resigned from Guantanamo Bay because he couldn't stomach the torture anymore.
What did they say to that?
Of course, they're neocons, you know, but I ain't going to give up on them. Like I say, You plant the seed, as these things start coming home to roost, more people start waking up.
Hey, I tell you what, stay there. I want to hear more about this talk show when we get back. Stay with us, folks. More calls, more news. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at berkeywater.com.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Danny, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years. Make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got Paul Watson coming up with his weekly report. More of your calls. I haven't even scratched the surface on some of the news. Rhonda, I talked to you during the break. You're going to send me that video, this general this morning, that we have his report on the website from last week. But the denial, you said you called into the talk show host and brought up some points that are public, and it's the same thing. They'll just deny it exists, say you're a liar, hang up on you, or they'll come out and say, yeah, it's a good thing. So early on they said, oh, it's all good, so they're not going to admit they're wrong now. They're just going to keep saying it's all good. Please continue.
I haven't told them, brought up to them a month ago about how the torture in the sitcoms and how they was legitimizing torture way before this became an art, you know, an item. And, you know, they're in denial, and we all are to a certain extent. We all was until, you know, I finally woke up, thanks to you. But I had to pray. I had to pray my Heavenly Father to please tell me the truth. I really wanted to know. And with that knowledge comes a great responsibility then. And it was funny. I was telling you during the break that right after I prayed, I mean, I actually asked specifically. I mean, aren't we supposed to be specific with our prayers? I asked specifically know the truth of what's going on in the world. And I picked you up on a radio station that I can't pick you up on today. And that's how I found you. And I call them this talk show, and they make fun of me, and they call me names, and I'm, always negative. And I said, you know what? I keep calling in because I'm not negative, because I have a great faith in the American people. And I have a great faith that most people really want to know the truth.
When they were being negative about Saddam and his rape rooms and torture rooms, you know, you didn't call in and say you're being negative. We have to face the truth.
Yeah, they're just total denial. And I expect that, you know, getting to the truth is a process. And I, like you said earlier, you had to break down and cry. After I found you and started really knowing the truth, I had to break down and cry. But then comes a great strength after that. You know, the truth shall set you free. And that is so true. You know, you said you wonder how you predict all these things, because you look at the constants, they do things consistently.
Yeah, they do what psychopathic killers do.
And you learn to read that.
And their minions do that. I'm going to put you on hold, Rhonda, because I want to ask you one more question about that general's testimony that you videotaped today that I forgot to tape this morning that you're going to mail me. So I'll put you on hold. I'll talk to you in just a few minutes. And thanks for your call. And thanks for your kind words, because, you know, I know we have millions of listeners, and I know it's a great responsibility. And I do the best job I can. The difference between us is we face the facts, we face the documents, we face the legislation, we try to tell the truth, we try to do the best job we can. Do we make occasional mistakes? Yes, we all do. But overall, we're just telling it like it is. We don't try to lie to you like the mainstream media, or try to spin, or try to sell you evil. Let me tell you something. Raping women and raping children is pure evil. I don't care what you neocons say or what you do to us because we say it's bad. We know you're killers. We know you love death. We know you're Satanist. We understand that. We stand against you, and we've got somebody a lot more powerful than you've got on our side. Let's go ahead and go to Larry. Larry, where are you calling us from?
Well, from Arizona, Alex.
Welcome.
Thanks. Really appreciate what you're doing too, Alex. Listening to those neocons yesterday was really making me mad. If you listen to them, it's all the fault of Dan Rather and Wolf Blitzer, and you know, they're just.
Well, yeah, they have Hillary ask the tough questions, and they're good questions, but because it's Hillary, we all know Hillary's bad. Oh, so it must be a left wing plot when Bill Clinton helped train the world how to torture, and they're just puppets. So these puppets have fights with each other, and then inside that political polarization, people have invested in Bush, so, oh, torture must be good now. It must be conservative. Open borders must be good because Bush is for it. Assault weapons bans must be good because Bush is for it. That Hillary's all for that. Hillary was for this war. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex.
Anything else?
Yes. Somebody recently let me borrow a book, and this book is much evil as we're talking about today. This is even worse. It's so hard to believe. I wonder if you ever heard of this book. It's called Transformation of America.
I can't confirm that book, but the evidence shows that at least some of it is truthful.
Okay, because that is...
And so, if you believe that book, I mean, I'm sure Dick Cheney's very upset about the torture.
Well, according to this book...
And police investigations were able, independently, in separate cases, to confirm a lot of what's in that book.
Okay, well, just to let the listeners know... what this book is about is about an MK Ultra survivor, a CIA mind control slave.
Yeah, it's pretty horrific. Thanks for the call. We have the Senate reports on mind control. I don't have to go to somebody's book. I mean, it's admitted. The particulars of the book, though, some of it I can't document, so I don't cover it. We only cover what we can document. Okay, we'll come back with more of your calls, more news. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5, containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844, or visit them online at sunelco.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir, so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog, or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
You know something, once you start accepting evil, once you get on talk radio or get the newspaper and say, well, you know, if it'll save the life of our troops, if somebody knows where a bomb's at, you know, the government's been out there saying this, this is kind of their favorite story, we got to torture somebody to save, you know, 100 troops' lives, shouldn't we do it? The point is, to find somebody who will torture, they're going to have an appetite for it. And they're going to go after innocent people, and you can't believe the stuff you get from somebody you've tortured. I mean, come on, the Nazis were for torture. And see, now it's children, it's women. And these people have committed themselves, invested in torture. I mean the minions, not the people doing it. The people doing it love it. And so now they're going to say torture's good. And they've got all the TV shows to condition them that it is good. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watts, and then we'll go to Dave and Dora and Fred and Gabe and Rodney and many, many others. When you hear a caller hang up, you can you hear a caller conclude their call. You can call us at 1-800-259-9231. Paul, there's a whole plethora of news I want to go over. I know you've got some news you want to cover. What are the top five stories that you think are the most important today?
Well, obviously, we're going to be talking about torture again. Also, the shredding of the 9/11 tapes and a few Big Brother developments.
Launch into it for me, my compadre.
Well, you were talking about just a couple of minutes ago how the justification justification for all this is that, you know, these people are terrorists. These people tortured American troops at the beginning of the war last year. And all the focus has been on the people that did this, while little focus has been on the actual Iraqis who are being tortured. And who are they? Well, on Friday, it emerged that a 12-year-old girl was stripped and beaten. So, I mean, the question
I found an article where they're beating 4-year-olds in front of their parents.
So why are children being taken to concentration camps? Because the people in these camps, the vast majority, have no links to any of these insurgent groups and haven't even...
The Red Cross, from an official army report, 70-90% held in error, and they describe a family being pulled over. Oh, your papers aren't in order. So they snatch the father, 3 children, and the mother, and then have a lot of fun with them.
Well, yeah, made in error. The arrest supposedly made by mistake. It's not mistake, because...
I thought we were liberating these people. So, oh, we're saving them by kidnapping families and torturing them.
Well, yeah, the arrests themselves, are, you know, they're on the flimsiest of pretext. The one that you mentioned was Abu Ghraib, BBC reported. He was one of the Iraqis in these torture photos. He was arrested because he drove up to a checkpoint and was asked to show his papers, and he didn't have any. You know, asked to show his papers. Where have we heard that before? The new freedom's on a par with that of Hitler Germany, which is interesting because they're using the same tactics that Hitler used when he occupied countries like Czechoslovakia. Collective punishment. Just like Fallujah was leveled after the contractors were killed. The Nazis, 60 years ago, one of Hitler's right-hand men, Reinhard Heydrich, was assassinated in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, the blonde beast.
So in response, the Nazis bombed the entire town, Lodz. The men were murdered and the women were taken to concentration camps. So not only are they using the same names for military operations like Operation Iron Hammer, but they're also leveling whole towns after a few people are murdered. Another story, another example of the new breed of freedom. A shop owner had his shop raided by troops. They tie his hands behind his back, put a sack on his head, force him to lay on his belly for 6.5 hours. And then he starts whispering prayers, and a soldier walks up to him, stands over him and says, quote, "Do you want to pray? Pray to me. I am your God." So that's the new breed of liberation in Iraq. And I mean, it gets worse. Just 2 hours ago, AFP reported torturing kittens. Now, obviously, human torture is more vulgar, but this just shows the mentality of...
Hey, those kittens were known Al-Qaeda officers.
Well, obviously, they're terrorists.
They must have hired some of the BATF people.
Well, in this case, it was Australian troops, but it shows the mentality of picking on, you know, something even more defenseless than children.
Well, hey, are you for Al-Qaeda? Those
yeah,
cats need to have their heads ripped off.
Well, they tied ropes around these kittens' necks, attached them to vehicles, and dragged them, you know, from behind on the road, then set them on fire.
Well, that's how you win hearts and minds. I mean, look, psychopaths kidnap. They start with animals first, moved up to people, and actually, kidnapping and killing now is just blowing off steam. In fact, let's play that clip again. There's Rush Limbaugh saying what's going on in these prisons is just blowing off steam, and having a good time. And so let's go ahead and play that again. Stephanie, do you have that ready? Stephanie's answering her phone. I want to play the Limbaugh clip again, please, dear. Here it is. This is Lord Limbaugh.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly! Exactly my point! This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we're going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
With somebody's young daughter. Now... People think we're taking this out of context. We have, from Limbaugh's site, he's quite proud of this, and CBS News picked up on it. The entire rant, we ought to post that whole thing, gets even worse, Paul. I mean, he elaborates on it. Go ahead.
Well, I was on his website the other day, and he's still laughing and joking about it.
That's real funny. I mean, you know, Torturing torturing near toddler age children is just what good people do.
It was actually picked up in a White House press briefing. A reporter asked a question to McClellan. And Limbaugh's response was just to say, I'm just a kid who started a radio show. People shouldn't take any notice of what I'm saying. It's just my opinion. But the people, you know, this is the most popular show.
You know, I would think that if I was on the talk radio and I was advocating this, I would think that the police would start investigating me, thinking I had dead bodies in my yard. And if they didn't, they should. I think we need to investigate Rush Limbaugh and all these other people. I mean, anybody that'll publicly talk about this type of stuff needs to be investigated.
Well, the point is that obviously Limbaugh does.
Well, I mean, let's talk about this more, Paul. If you had a neighbor that was making jokes about this kind of stuff, would you trust them?
Well, no way. But Limbaugh's excuse is that he's just one person who has no influence on anyone else. It's just his opinion. But his own, you know, ditto heads, as he calls them himself, will go out and, you know, repeat this ad infinitum because they shape the body politic, basically, of the country. Because
they're ultra-liberals and didn't know it.
Yeah, I mean, to say that this is also just neocons saying this, we have to go back to...
Alan Dershowitz, tell us about him.
Yeah, I've got the quote in Order Out of Chaos, the so-called, you know, liberal human rights lawyer, who in a speech said... quote, Americans may have to consider ideas as foreign as truth serums and torture warrants when thinking about striking a balance between liberty and security after the terrorist attacks of September 11th. So this is coming from both control arms. It's not just the neocons, it's the liberals too.
That's right. What else is going on, Paul?
Well, the point to make is we posted, as I will post, the Tabuga testimony later today from C-SPAN. But on Friday, it was obviously Rumsfeld's testimony from C-SPAN. We posted it, and immediately in the introduction, the chair of the commission, who is a Democrat, immediately goes into this giant worship fest of Rumsfeld himself and how he's a great leader in the war on terror and how he could not personally be responsible for any of this, of course. So, of course, we knew right from the start what...
Paul, I meant to call you and tell you to do a Google and post it. Can you find the articles? They started 2 years ago. I've got them on tape, but who has the time to go through all this? We need to get more people in this office. If we had the money, we would. But he was all over the news saying, we're putting pressure on him, we're torturing him, it's good, his surrogates were saying it. We need to put that together because people aren't understanding. He admitted all of this. This isn't happening in a vacuum. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. It's now being reported that this indeed went right to the top, and it was Rumsfeld's directive, the Department of Defense, and that they simply transferred what they were already doing at Guantanamo Bay over to Iraq, because the stories of torture at Guantanamo only began to emerge after Rick Barkas, the former head of the military police there, was sacked or, you know, resigned, whichever you want to look at it. But because Barkas himself was in charge of these interrogation methods. So the others who were trying to get him out ran to the Washington Times, said he was too soft, discredited him, and then he was forced to resign or he was effectively sacked. And that was October 2002. And immediately in the media, in the following months, we had reports of torture coming out from Guantanamo because they'd got rid of Barkas and put their own men in.
And by the way, he gave one AP interview and one Rhode Island interview and then was told to shut up. We've talked to him, won't come on the show now, but he told the AP, he told the Rhode Island radio station, by the way, our affiliate up there ought to get that interview, but he said, look, number one, I'm not going to torture people, this is torture. He said, number two, these aren't even Taliban or Al-Qaeda, which the LA Times admitted. These are nobodies.
Well, yes, so they simply took what they were already doing at Guantanamo and, you know, transferred it to Iraq when that phony war had ended. Then we had reports over a year ago, like one from the London Guardian, Afghan prisoners beaten to death, March 2003. So this is not a new story for us, really, where they, you know, they'd use the exact same tactics, put hoods on them, make them walk around naked, beat them, hook up electrodes. So, I mean, as you mentioned, LA Times also reported in August of 2002, no leaders of Al-Qaeda found at Guantanamo. And the investigation said that they were basically shoemakers and farmers. So the same thing with Iraq, with the people that are in these camps now. They're not even criminals, never mind any links to terrorists.
I mean, in a country where stealing three sticks of wood gets your car bulldozed and machine gunned, I mean, it's just, this is quite a liberation, Paul.
Well, it is. It's the new breed of liberation. That's torturing kittens is also, you know, it's part of the new democracy, I guess.
Yeah, and this new government's being appointed. And why are they making an Islamic State? It wasn't an Islamic State under Saddam, but the liberation is going to make it an Islamic State. Interesting.
Because the chieftains of the Islamic government are under the control of the CIA. Obviously, they have been for decades. And as we talked about last week, this new government doesn't even have the power to make any laws, doesn't have the power to tell U.S. troops to leave the country. You know, it has no power whatsoever. It's not even a government. It's just a puppet that they're going to put in for the foreseeable future.
That's it. You've got a bunch of other news. Let's go to the calls right now really quick. Let's talk to Dave in Texas. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, sir.
You bet.
I'd like to make a couple statements, and then I'll listen to you. I'll hang up and listen to you. But I had seen Newt Gingrich yesterday, and they were asking him about the torture. And one of his first statements that he made was, well, that Saddam had killed over 30,000 people, and, you know, no news was being made about that. So I see where they're trying to go with this.
Yeah, well, because Saddam, who they don't mention, was trained and put in by the globalists, did some of this. It's suddenly okay. And we're hiring all the former Baathists to run all of this. These people are sick. So now, if somebody commits a kidnapping and rape and murder in your town, you get to do it because they did it. Just tell the police that. You know, you're a psychopath. You've been afraid to do evil things. Well, now you get to. You know, lack of training. You have to have training not to go out and kidnap and kill people.
Newt Gingrich did bring up that point. One interesting comment that he said was that in the war, they had, in the beginning, they had captured over 116,000 people, and at this time, there were close to 20,000 people still contained in the prisons over there. One point that I have been catching on, I'm sure you probably have made this point, but I'd like to remind everybody about it. About 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, not even that far back, the 9/11 Commission was in full-blown, rapport with what
they... And now we're not talking about 9/11. We're not talking about NAFTA yet. We're not talking about Free Trade Area of the Americas. We're only talking about the torture.
Exactly.
And then it also serves to demonize America. Thanks for the call. Good points. Paul, any comments for that?
Yeah, well, it does serve to demonize America. It's to stir up resentment amongst the Arabs so they get more terror, you know, more pretext to occupy the Middle East. It's also designed to, you know, bring America to its knees, weaken the spirit of the country. Basically, it amounts to an attack on the nation state because of this solid stage UN handover that's going to happen because, you know, if they're trying to build a global dictatorship, then that cannot coexist with any nation-state superpower. So this is all part of the agenda to get the UN into Iraq.
Okay, who's up next, Stephanie? Dora, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, I'm calling from Missouri, and thanks for taking my call. I don't know if you can, or you will, elaborate on the purchase of the towers. Either it was 1 week or 1 month before 9/11.
Yeah, 2 months before Larry Silverstein and a, quote, shadowy group bought it. And then a few months ago, Larry Silverstein, Chicago Sun-Times, and a very secretive group of New York investors bought the Sears Tower in Chicago, which they say is the next big target.
Well, it was on late night news, and he was suing
Yeah, he lost the money. He wanted to call it two events,
right.
And instead of getting $3.5 billion, he wanted $7 billion, but he only got $3.5 billion.
He bought it for $7.2 billion. That's what the
news. No, he didn't buy it. He bought it for in leverage, just for a few hundred million. But he wanted $7 billion.
Oh, okay.
And he only got $3.5 billion in the payout on the insurance.
Well, they sure haven't reported that on any of the news.
It's all on the news wires, but you're right. It never really makes it into the mainstream television.
Okay. And is this why the group of women that lost their husbands and their sons and their fathers Did they push for this 9/11 commission, which I heard they were storming Washington, right?
Yeah, what happens is you have a commission to find out what government people know, to cover up evidence. It's an intelligence arm on the inside, and for the outward look, it's to make everybody think we've got a government that's doing an investigation.
Well, with this fellow by the name of Larry Silverstein or Silverstein?
Silverstein, yeah.
Wasn't this a planned thing with the towers?
Well, all we know is, Paul...
A rat.
Ma'am, thanks for the call. Let me answer your question. Paul, all we know about Larry Silverstein is that he admits that they blew up the building, Building 7. Can you comment?
He admits on a September 2002 PBS documentary that they pulled the building 7, which people were in at the time, according to what was said at the time. So that in itself demolishes the official story and why there was a FEMA report into it, into why it collapsed, because he admits that they pulled it, which begs the question, how did they get the explosives in?
And we have detailed reports on that in the members section of PrisonPlanet.tv.
Exactly.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back with more of your calls, more news. Paul Watson will be with us for the whole next hour and your calls. And don't forget the new website, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Stay the course. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem with a black Berkey purification element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon 222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Now, the government declared national security on the firefighter videotapes, the police transmission tapes, the firefighter transmission tapes, the emergency transcripts of those tapes. They declared national security on five separate FAA control towers This is new news to most people because it was in the New York Times last Friday and throughout the weekend and got elaborated on in other publications. But it's actually in my two videos. My two videos on 9/11. One of them made 2+ years ago. Okay, this is not new news. My only point is everything we claim later comes out again and again and again. And they declared national security on these and destroyed them out of hand. Wonder why you'd do that. We'll talk about that in a second. Before we do that, Paul, and go back to calls, PrisonPlanet.tv, tell folks about it.
Well, we've just put up another video, weekly report, and we'll be, you know, putting up a couple more over the next week. It's $5.95 a month or 19 cents a day, or you can get a year for what amounts to 15 cents a day. It's got audio, video, special reports, you know, every interview from the Alex Jones Show. Dial-up options for people who don't have the, you know, broadband connection. It's going to develop. We're going to have more and more features as it builds over the next few weeks and months.
That's right. Some weeks you'll have two or three TV reports. Most weeks you'll have one. All these audio reports, other special videos we're going to be carrying will be there. I'm going to put a lot more of the videos we carry up on the site. Any new video I make will be there first. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up and support us because we need your support with the bandwidth to continue to offer all the other sites for free. So get all this exclusive information at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, 320 pages full of diagrams, photos, news articles, 300-and-something pages, $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give us a gift when you buy one. I've made 10 videos. Carry the Jews, the Preservation of Firearms, new Innocence Betrayed video that is just absolutely incredible about the Second Amendment and how they want to get your guns and then put you in camps, basically. Incredible video. My videos are $25.95 a piece. $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 films. Call toll free 1-888-253-3139. Stop procrastinating. You want something that'll wake people up, that'll unlock minds? My videos are having incredible success, and all the glory goes to God. So please call, help us spread the word, make copies of my videos. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our Secure Safe shopping cart. Take action. Stop procrastinating. Do something. We're the people. We have the power. We can affect change if you take action. If you just sit there on your hind end, we're going to lose this thing, and it's going to be a world of hurt. It's only going to get worse. Paul, in the last few minutes here, shredding 9/11 emergency transmissions from the FAA towers. We already know they were ordered to stand down, but this is a smoking gun. Go ahead.
Yeah, the tapes that were destroyed were discussions between New York air traffic controllers on the morning of 9/11. Now, one would expect that this was one continuous tape, so from that we can make the deduction that these tapes not only covered events after the attack, but also during the attack. And even, you know, conversations with the pilots and the hijackers, if there were even any on board. Now, the excuse for them being destroyed and, you know, cut up into dozens of different pieces, put in different trash cans, was that the FAA policy says that there should only be written reports. So where are the written reports? They've also been destroyed.
Well, if that's the case, then why do they have emergency recorders on the planes, which all, of course, were totally destroyed, but two magic passports, unscathed, fell from the sky, showing it was the hijackers, who then turned out to be alive in other countries.
Well, yeah, you can't get to the black boxes. They initially covered up the firefighter communications, so any record of the event which blows the roof off the fact that the official story doesn't make sense in any way is censored.
But the passports, those things are magic.
Yeah, they're magic.
Magically falling down, not even scathed. I mean, it's like magic bullets on the stretcher at Parkland. Third hour coming up.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter.
filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.